Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I'm going to go back into the Psalms today. There's so much in the Psalm. Psalm 103, 13 through 18. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, how he remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with his children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. As we move forward through this year, most of us, at times, reflect on the past years in our lives, remembering the loved ones who have gone home before us and the many events which have shaped our lives. One thing I've experienced with the passing of years is that I often look back and wonder, where did time go? How did I get to be so old so fast? How did my children grow up and get to be so old and have children the same age as my children? Or so they used to be. As we reflect on past years and the fleeting passage of time, we're reminded that no matter how fast time seems to go by, God is still faithful. Let me repeat that, because as we age, we tend to forget some really important passages and thoughts we should hold on to from the Word of God, because God is still faithful. Psalm 103 reminds us in verse 17, he says, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. Now, I think that's a powerful statement. He said, with those who keep his covenant, remember to obey his precepts, he will be with you always. And there's an old hymn, and I'm not even sure how many people remember or have sung it or heard it, but it's called Hours and Days and Years and Ages. And it's a powerful hymn with a powerful message that shares about the time passing away swiftly. It reminds us that God is still our God and he is forever faithful. No matter what we may have faced or will faced in the past year or years, or no matter what we will face in the year or years ahead, God remains with us and will always be faithful, our faithful, loving God. Hear this, church. God remains and will always be our faithful, loving God. What a comforting thought. God remains faithful for us and with us from everlasting to everlasting. That, my friends, brothers and sisters, is a really long time. Longer than any of us will ever see in this world, or will only see if we accept Jesus and live for him as being our Lord, so we might join him one day in heaven. Another fact we should hold on to and remember, God's love for us through Jesus Christ never changes. The third verse in that song says something like this: when life's dangers overwhelm us, you will ever be our stay. Through your Son, you are our Father, always changeless, come what may. Hold on to that thought right now today. No matter what may come, God is ever changeless. To me, that brings hope in my life when I'm faced, or when we face, what appears to be a hopeless situation in life. Thank you, Lord, for your never changing power and presence with us, your children. We need that. We need you. Let us have ears to hear the words and allow these words and his word to guide our lives. God's love for us in Jesus Christ never changes. And when life's dangers overwhelm us, you will ever be our stay. You will be the one that helps us to stand firm when we need to. Through your Son, you are our Father, always changeless, come what may. Prayer thoughts for today. The many who need healing in their lives right now that we've been lifting up, some from our church and some from outside the church. Sky and Misty, Drew, my sister, George and Shirley, Corey Kinney, Bonnie Osborne's dad, Chuck Wilson, Faye Hutari, Truce and Yawn, Gertie Johnson, missionaries, church, our families. There's just so many people, but I want to tell you something. God's love for us in Jesus Christ never changes. When life's dangers overwhelm us, you will ever be our stay. Stand on the love that God has for you. He will be with you. He will carry you, if necessary, through whatever we face. God bless you and have a great day.